Coffee Program. I'm LT here with y'all. We have got Bob on the line who wants to weigh in on some of the ways that Joe Biden has failed as a president, essentially. If you guys would like to weigh in, give us a call, 866-494-9866. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
A couple things real quick. One is you guys haven't really touched much on what he's done to the immigration system in this country. And that's in a variety of ways. One, the open border, obviously, where anybody from all over the world is coming across the border. Two is that none of them are being tested for this thing that's supposed to going to be killing us, supposedly. And the other thing that really is, to me, the lack of energy independence that we have now is a price we're going to be paying for a long time, since he canceled the oil pipeline and destroyed jobs in the United States when he promised the unions he wouldn't.
Yeah.
So those are two more of his accomplishments.
Yeah, two more of his accomplishments, or at least the way that he views them. Thank you very much, Bob. We really appreciate that call. And he brings up two important points that, yeah, he's right, we didn't touch on in the last segment. And especially when talking about the energy policies and the way that Biden has messed that up as well. I thought it was really funny about a month ago. Funny not in a ha-ha way, just funny in a sad way. It was about a month ago when gas prices continued to climb. Biden tried to insinuate that the oil and gas companies were doing something mischievous and criminal with the prices, and that they were illegally raising prices. It's like, dude, this has to do with inflation and your energy policies. And then Bob's right with immigration. That was completely blundered as well. It is just an absolute mess. And that's part of why people say this was a bad year for the country. But according to the Biden administration, hey, we're doing way better now than we were before, allegedly.
It's the Yaffe Program on WVNN.